Please welcome
Heidi and Frank.
Heidi and Frank,
right.
Dude.
That's right.
Heidi and Frank are back
on 85.5 KLOS.
Heidi and Frank show. Trying to get these Who tickets away. It's a Who for tonight at the Hollywood Bowl. I have three pairs left and want you to participate to get those. Something that's normal, that's oddly creepy, or is it weird to like blank, which is also probably normal but kind of creepy if you like it, you know? I used an example of, is it creepy or weird to like the taste of blood? I just like, ooh, yes, but a lot of people do, like that metallic taste. Is it weird to like the smell of gasoline? Some people do, I guess some people don't. So they like go and they're just like,
It gives me headache.
But you like it, right? That's why you have a headache, because you sniff it so hard.
No, I know. I don't. My wife does. But what I like, and if people think it's weird, I love the smell of my dog's paws. Not like the Frito paws. I love that smell. I just take
pup, that's because you love Fritos?
Berry Pup Pup's paw and just.
Do you love
God.
Fritos too? I mean, do you just shove your bag into or your face into a bag of Fritos? Same way when you open it up, it's like.
And they think of berry pop pop pop.
Fritos. It was William Wallace's favorite too.
Yeah.
Fritos.
It's a pretty good
brave
William
brave fart.
See that?
Yeah.
Anthony.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hey, Frank, how you doing? Heidi?
What's something you like that is probably weird?
After you clip your toenails, is it quite weird to smell them?
Smell the clippings?
That jam flavor.
I can top you one.
Frank.
Clipping your toenails, then using them as a toothpick.
I know, disgusting. I heard you say that a while back.
Most disgusting thing you've ever said.
But, hey, when you're in a pinch.
You suck your stuff out of your teeth.
All right, Anthony, you stay on hold, okay? All right, smelling your own toenails. Is that where we're starting out?
Okay.
Michelle?
Hi, it's the other one, not the
okay,
one
we're,
I like.
We're doing both. We're combining both. Okay, so it's like you got something normal but oddly creepy?
Yeah, so I have two things. So first thing is flies. You don't know if they're coming from a crime scene, being on poop, or...
Yeah, where was that maggot?
Or
where did that maggot come from? What was it on? Yeah. What did it feed on? Now it's on your sandwich.
So innocent. It's in your kitchen, and you're like...
It's normal.
Yeah.
But that, and then bottom feeders, like shrimp. You don't know if they ate something, like a human body that's down the ocean, and then you're eating it.
You're really worried about things eating human bodies and coming into contact with
crime
you.
Crime scenes on
double. Yes, crime scenes.
She's not wrong.
All right,
so
Michelle,
normal.
You stand hold. You stand hold.
She is a
kind of ruining shrimp
individual.
For me, for sure.
That's why you put on extra cocktail sauce.
Yeah.
It hides the flavor of tears.
Yeah. And the poop.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, what's something you like that might be weird?
I like the smell of a woman after she works out.
No, that's not weird.
She's a little musky, you know?
I do. Not weird.
You do, huh?
Yes, I do. It's one of my favorite things.
I think it's weird if you're
talking about it.
It's
weird. I do.
I think it's weird
my
if you're
pleasure.
Smelling them at 24 Hour Fitness. Like if you're right there.
Yeah.
No,
like taking
no,
big
I don't
whiffs.
Camp out in front
it
of the
has
gym.
To
yeah.
be.
He's
no,
the
wait.
Guy who walks the aisle right behind the Stairmasters. So the girls are like a little bit higher and he's all nose high on it.
How dare you judge me?
All right. Stay on hold, Jeff. You were definitely
this
in the
is
running.
A safe place, Frank.
Sick
come
weirdo.
On.
Oh, sorry. Safe place.
Yeah, yeah.
No judgment.
If you want people to open up, they have to feel safe.
Hello, Julianne.
Hello. Good morning. Is it weird that I like to buy feet pics and I'm a married woman?
You buy men's feet pics or women's feet pics?
No, women's feet pics. My mom just had really beautiful feet and it just like triggered something in me.
And you buy them online?
Yeah, like OnlyFans or sometimes if I see...
What's the most you've ever spent like on a foot pic?
It depends. Like if I ask for the color of a polish, I'll obviously spend more money. So So it's like, I don't know, like 200 was one.
What do you do with it? Do you hang it in your house? Do they frame it and put it in the, you
know? No, I just save it in my hidden folder. No, I save it in my hidden folders.
Are these feet that look like your mom's feet, or do they have to be similar, or you don't care about that?
As long as they're just beautiful. I think it has to do a lot with a woman, too.
Like, so you pull these pictures out when you want to have alone time?
Ew, no, not like that.
Oh, yeah, I'm a creepy guy now. I'm a freak.
You're taking it too far.
You keep them hidden in a file someplace.
On my phone, yeah. You know how, like, you could hide...
Send me a picture. You know, text me one. 818-955-2955 of the type. I want to see what a foot picture looks like. I mean, like how...
Your most expensive one.
Is it normal? Is it like? Is it really like an Olin Mills picture? I mean, is it on a bale of hay with a hat on? I mean, how do you...
Yeah, do they play dress up?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Typically like beach ones I really like, in the sand, stuff like that.
Well, send me one. 818-955-2955. I want to see what you got. I mean, not of your own feet, okay. the ones you purchased, just so I can see what these things are.
Right, right, right.
And then let me know how much you paid for that one, okay?
Okay.
And then you can go ahead and DM me at Johnny Icebox, and I'll take some pictures of my wife's feet. I'll sell them to you.
Does your wife have great feet?
She has very nice
feet. Does she have pretty feet, Johnny?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
crazy because somebody says that, I mean, you said, is it weird to like or to buy pictures of feet? And you're married and you're a woman and you like pictures of feet of women. But that's also on the normal but oddly creepy is human feet.
Yeah.
I mean, they're normal. Look at them. But they're oddly creepy. Yeah. Just the way they look. Yeah. It's like, well, look at feet.
Right.
Yeah.
They're weird.
Why are they curved on the inside? Like,
yeah, they're curved on the inside.
It's so long and weird. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Julianne, thank you. Stay on hold. You're definitely in the running. Okay. I got to clear up some phone lines. So for the tickets. Do we go Michelle, who's worried about where flies come from? Mm-hmm. Jeff, who loves the smell of women after workouts? Anthony, who smells his own toenails after cutting them? Or Julianne, who buys pictures of feet?
It's Julianne. It's Julianne, hands down.
Well, I do have three pairs.
Oh.
Well.
Or should I give away three pairs? I got to open the phone lines right now for the four-pack. See how that kind of interrupts stuff. Like, but, no big deal.
It's kind of like everybody but Jeff, then. Because Jeff, that's the most normal of it, right?
Like what, smelling like a woman after work out?
Yeah. That is the most normal.
Mm-hmm. Except for flies.
Yeah, flies. This is...
No, but she's right. It's like this fly that's in the kitchen, was it just on a pile of poop? Was it just on a dead body? It's just
but that's
sitting
just
on
flies.
My counter. I know, it's just normal, but it's creepy.
It's the wondering of it. I think that makes it creepy.
Yeah, that's true.
Where was that fly just now?
So, Michelle, Anthony, and Julianne get the tickets to The Who tonight. Did you hear that, Julianne? You're going to The Who.
Yes, thank you so much.
A lot of feet there.
I'm going to take a picture of some feet there.
All right, and send me one still. You haven't sent it to me yet. Stay on hold, we'll hook you up. All right, she can't do it because she's talking to me. Anthony, you're going to The Who.
Perfect, thank you.
Clip your toenails before you go.
I will.
Stay on hold.
Don't smell them.
And Michelle, you're going to The Who.
Yay, thank you.
You are welcome. It is an outdoor venue, so I'm sure there might be some flies around. Don't worry, it's okay. Stay on hold and we'll hook you up. Jeff, have fun today out there. 24-hour fitness walking behind them Stairmasters, okay, bud?
Oh, you know that I will, baby.
Hey, I'm gonna give you some tickets too, because I mean I had to give those Who tickets away. So
I wore my Who shirt today.
Oh,
hoping
crap.
To get tickets.
You really wanted to go to that. All right,
I did.
I can give you something, well, pretty cool. Where do you live?
Burbank, right down the street from you guys.
Burbank. Let's see. Are you able to head down to Huntington Beach on September 27th? It's a Saturday.
Next Saturday.
No, I'll be out of town.
Damn it. Are you able to head down to Doheny Beach September? Oh, you'll be out of town. 26th to 28th? Yeah. Are you able to go this Saturday to the YouTube Theater for Art LeBeau's 100th birthday celebration?
Oh. Where is that?
At the YouTube Theater? Yeah.
Is that at, like...
It's basically SoFi.
SoFi?
LA Live?
Yeah. Not
sure.
Really. No, not at all. LA all right, you're going. You're good. You're going. Stay on hold. There you go. We'll figure it out.
Let him figure it out. Yeah.
Because I had one pair for that, and now that's gone. So awesome. That was for this Saturday. So those are my most. Oh, crap.
Page three.
Damn it.
Page three.
I thought I was. I like tickets for the future, like in September 26th, 28th, 27th. But I have six pairs of tickets for tonight for the Circle Jerks at the Hollywood Palladium. Got to give those away before we call it a day.
Well, we got Stare Go, so people who vote can maybe go to the circle.
All right, and now I got the 4-pack of Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights, so call in right now and pick caller 40 for that. See, if you ever come across somebody who wants to win stuff and likes to go out and have experiences, this is really the show to listen to that that we try to you know F around and entertain you between the prizes. And so... as you wait around to see if you're the lucky one. Kind of like it, at the end of the night when they're going, okay, get out your tickets. It's time for the raffle. Last three numbers only because the first three numbers on the ticket are all the same. So it's just going to be the last three numbers. 3, 4, 7. It's not you, but you're still going to wait around. And see, but see, usually that's boring because they don't entertain in between the ticket readings. We right. do.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Okay. So... looking for caller 40, 818-955-2955. Some honorable mentions. Oh, Jackie Smell of Gasoline being pumped. She's a gas smeller. Wendy. Hey, Wendy.
Hello.
Do you have something that's it's weird to like or it's normal and creepy?
It's normal and creepy.
What is it?
Imaginary friends.
Yeah, do you support that? I mean, as far as like as being a parent and your kid has an imaginary friend, because it seems like that's psychosis.
Yes, my son had an imaginary friend, and it was like, oh, you can't sit here because you're going to sit on him. Don't forget to set an extra plate. You know, make sure you bring him along, and it's just, you're playing into this character. You have no idea who they are, where they
see,
are.
See, I don't really...
Is it healthy to play into it? I mean, is that what a shrink said? Did you talk to some professionals?
Well, I guess not necessarily play into it, but, I mean, you're talking to this thing to support your kid because, to them, it's real.
See, I always think maybe, because Johnny dealt with this, I think maybe it is a ghost, and they...
Do you ever, like, tell your kid, like, to eat his peas, and he won't, then you beat the hell out of an empty chair and say, eat your peas, Jimmy friend, and you just kick that chair and knock it over and start beating it on the ground, so it looks, Jimmy's gonna eat his peas now.
You can't do that. You can't do that.
I kind of agree with Heidi, because we have also been told that there's a ghost in our house, and so it is very interesting to wonder where these people come from.
Oh, so you're one of those that thinks that he's possibly seeing the, you don't want to close his third eye.
Yeah.
I have no idea. It's just, here's your friend, and he had a whole world and a name and where he came from.
He'll probably outgrow it.
I'd be grounding imaginary Jimmy and spanking that kid and making sure my kid is dead and everything right. Yeah. Jimmy's abused.
He's 8 now, so he has outgrown it. But the person was around for a few years.
I've seen Drop Dead Fred.
Was that a movie about that? What exactly happened like
I
that?
I love Drop Dead Fred.
All right, Stan, you love Drop Dead Fred, huh? Maybe it's you having the imaginary friend.
I'm more of a right said Fred kind of gal.
Too sexy for the show.
Too sexy for the show.
Too sexy.
I know.
I was wondering, I couldn't think of nothing to rhyme with that, but thank you.
I went with no.
Yeah, that's perfect. I'm
too sexy for your this party. Works. Too sexy for
your party. I was thinking about snow, but I was like, that's not really fit here.
That's one of my favorite toys.
Jordan.
Hello, Chance.
Hello.
Hello.
You got something? You got something weird and creepy, or do you have something that you like? That
I'm trying to win me some Universal Studios tickets.
Is it weird to call in to a radio show because you would like to go to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights? Yes, it is weird, and you won. there you go.
All right, guys, thank you.
You got the 844 pack. I don't even know if I'm going to have these next week, so hopefully we will. Hopefully we get some more since it's such a huge success.
Take the best
of
last.
And it could be the last one, and you took it out of everybody's hands. Ha-ha, laugh in their faces, right, Chance. Laugh in their faces. Thank you. Stay out of hold.
I like that.
For people who win, they have to laugh in everybody else's face.
I love it.
your most creepy villain laugh once you win tickets the rest of the day. And I have the Circle Jerks tickets to give away. Mm-hmm. Might have to give those away during the should I stay or should I go for like those who vote. I'm going to go see the Circle Jerks and you just tell email. It's like, I vote stay, but I'd like to go Circle Jerks too. And then I'll give you those tickets because that's for tonight as well. But I like having all this stuff. I like giving people experiences. Get out of the house. Go do something. Go support music. And, be human amongst humans. Yeah, someone was giving me flack for letting Amberlynn win. Because they said, How hypocritical of you, Frank, that you complain when, you know, about contestants for the quiz game, the history quiz, using Google and typing real fast. And then you just taught a kid, 11-year-old girl, it's okay to cheat. Because obviously she didn't know Doogie Howser from crap. Mm-hmm. And she said Doogie Howser. As I do, I mean, it confirmed she had no idea what she was doing. And I gave her a lot of time because I wanted her to win tickets to the Who for her mom. So he's like, how hypocritical of you. But that's the thing I noticed about the world we live in, is that there's one thing that we're all good at. We thrive on hypocrisy. Mm-hmm. So yeah, eventually, you know, when you're pointing fingers at somebody else, then it's like, oh, well, thank you. Yeah, that was totally hypocritical of me. Yes, but we have a tendency and we thrive on it. Look around. Hypocrisy is everywhere.
She's a liar.
When you point one, thrive on it.
When you point
live. What?
When you point a finger at one person, you're pointing four right back at you.
Mm-hmm. Really, it's three.
Well, my
three. All right, three.
The thumb's still going.
You know, it's
eight.
Weird to have six fingers on one hand and you're just not realizing it until just now.
That's creepy, yeah. But
you're pointing three back at you,
yeah.
And thumbing up to God.
Yeah, this guy knows everything. You, me, mm-hmm. This
all
guy.
Right. Grown women collecting dolls. Delaney, yes, weird, creepy, all the above. Mm-hmm. Parents hold on to kids' baby teeth. That was a suggestion from Heidi. Yes, she concur. Mm-hmm. Mascots, I think, are weird.
Kind of are.
We just had a mascot in the studio.
I know.
Gotcha.
We had someone in a pig outfit who wouldn't speak and was doing this and, hey, and acted like it ate a jelly bean.
Nom, nom, nom.
Good, my tummy. We're adults. What's happening? You really have to watch the whole show. All right. We do have to take a break. When we come back, it is going to be Should I Stay or Should I Go? We're going to have a very special guest in the studio. She and her band will be out there at the OC Fest.
Rewind Fest.
That's what it's called.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I do have tickets for that as well. 14 pairs. Jesus Christ.
That's for next week, too. Though.
I know. Okay. It's for next week, too. That's it. But I do have, and that's not till Saturday, September 27th. Yep. So the Circle Jerks tickets are going out the door first. But this OC Rewind Fest is going to be a great time. Bow Wow Wow is going to be there. And we have Annabella Lewin from Bow Wow Wow going to be in the studio with us next to help us be a guest judge on Stay or Go. Think she brought candy? Because I want candy.
Hey, look at you.
We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.